B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn brachos daf chof beis. We're going to start 6 lines from the bottom of daf chof aleph amud beis. Says the Gemara, Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah daf chof vav amud aleph, Zov shero'o keri, somebody who was already a Zov and he's tomei for 7 days and all the halachos of Zov apply to him, and now besides for being a Zov, he also became a bal keri. Or v'nida Shepolto Shichva Zera. She was Tomei Nida, which means that she's Tomei for at least 7 days, and besides for her being a Nida, she was now Puiletes Shichva Zera, which gives her the same halachas as a Balkeri. Or Hamishameshes Veroa Sodam. She was first Mishameshes, which also gave her the halachas of a Balkeri, and afterwards she became a Nida. In all these three cases, where besides of being Tomei as a Balkeri, there's also halachas of Tumah, which Tvila on its own will not be Metahir. Nonetheless, Tzrich and Tvila, they need to Toivel as a Balkeri in order to be allowed to do those things which a Balkeri is not allowed to do, learn Torah, Daven, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Rabbi Yehuda says that since they are Tomei and they're going to stay Tomei even after Tvilas, Ezra, the Tvila of a Balkeri, therefore they are potter from Toivling. Says the Gemara, Adkan loy potter Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only patters from Tvila Elo, Bezov Shero Okeri. If first this person was a Zov and then he became a Balkeri, to me Koro Lav Bar Tvilahu. He Lekatchila, even before he became a Balkeri, he was already not able to become Tohir in the next 7 days because he was a Zov. Aval Balkeri grader, but somebody who is a Balkeri with no other tumas on him, Mechayev, he is Mechayev Tvilas Balkeri. And this seems to contradict our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that regarding a Balkeri, Rabbi Yehuda Oimir, Mevorich lefneim ulacharem, he can make the brachas which have the similar halachas to Torah regarding a Balkeri, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though he's a Balkeri, he can make those brachas, and at this point we assume that he can make them verbally, by speaking them, which would mean that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no issa bechlal of a Balkeri to learn Torah. We just now saw that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're assuming that there is a chiyuv of tvila for a Balkeri. Vechitema, are you going to say, hu adinda filu Balkeri greida, nami potar Rabbi Yehuda? Are you going to suggest that the truth is that Rabbi Yehuda says that no Balkeri needs to tovel, irrespective of whether he's also a Zov? Vahayde komiflik bezov shero keri, and the only reason that that machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda is brought in the case where it's a Zov shero keri, even though Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who says potar, is not because he was a Zov, and therefore cannot become Tomei anyway, but because every Balkeri doesn't need to Tovel according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason that the halacha was expressed in that way, lo yidiacho koichon drabonon, to teach us the koyach of the halacha of the Chachomim, that the Chachomim who do say the zechiyuv of Tvila for Balkeri, they say so even in the event that he's a Zov, and that the Tvila will not help him become Toir because he's still a Zov, nonetheless according to the Chachomim, they need to Tovel. So in order to teach us this chiddush, we're discussing Tvilas Ezra in the case where he's also a Zov, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, Potter, you don't need to Tovel because Rabbi Yehuda holds you never have to Tovel. If that would be the case, and that would be pshat, in order that this Mishnah on Daf Chof Vav should not contradict the Mishnah we learned on Daf Chof Amud Beis, Eima Sefer, I've got a kasha. The end of the Mishnah says, Hamashameshes V'ra'a Sodam Tzricho Tvila. This woman that was first became a Balas Keri because of Meshameshes, and only afterwards she became a Nida, the Mishnah says, the Chachomim say, Tzricho Tvila. She does have to Tovel. And Rabbi Yehuda says that he's Potter. He's Potter from Toveling. Leman Katonilo. This Halacha, who's it going according to? Ilei Mularabonon. If the Halacha of Ham Meshameshes V'ra'as Odam, that Tzricho Tvila, is the Chachomim Pshita, it doesn't even need to say it, it's self-understood. Hashta, if the Chachomim already on the line earlier say that Ma Zov Shero Okeri, if he was a Zov before he became a Balkeri, and then he became a Balkeri, and Nam Domikora Lav Bar Tvilahu, as soon as he became a Balkeri, he was already not able to toivel for his carry because he's already a Baal Zov. He's a Zov. And nonetheless, Mechayev Rabbonon, the Rabbonon say he has to toivel as a Baal Keri. Hamashameshes, Veras Adam, if she was first Mashameshes, she first had the halachas of Baal Keri before she became a Nida, Demi Korabas Tvilehi, as soon as she became a Baalas Keri, she's allowed, she can toivel. Then, of course, according to the Chachomim Loi Kol Shekein, that she has to toivel, even if she became a Nida afterwards. Elolav Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that that part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says that Meshameshes V'ra'as Adam Tzricha Tvila. V'dafke Katoni Lo Meshameshes V'ra'as Adam Eina Tzricha Tvila. And Rabbi Yehuda then is assuming that only in the case of if she was Meshameshes and then she became a Nida, in that case she doesn't need to Tevil because the Tevil is not going to help. She's a Nida anyway. Aval Balkeri Greda. But if she's only a Balkeri, Mechayev, then there is a Chiyuv of Tevila. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to this Tzad, that Balkeri does have a Chiyuv of Tevila Ezra, of Tevling. If so, the Kasha comes back. If so, why in our Mishnah on the Chof Amud Beis does Rabbi Yehuda say that Balkeri is allowed to be Mevorich, Lifneim, Ulacharim? And now we're going to learn in the Braisa the sources of exactly what a Balkeri is or is not allowed to learn according to the different opinions. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, in one pasuk it says that one has to learn and teach Torah. And afterwards it says in the pasuk, it tells us over what happened at Har Sinai. Ma lahalon, just in the same way as with Sinai, it was ba'ema v'yira, bereses v'zia, it was awe, fear, and trembling. Afkan, so too, regarding learning Torah, ba'ema v'yira, bereses v'zia, it cannot be done with lightheadedness. And since a person who became a Balkeri is only became a Balkeri through lightheadedness, permitted or other. And therefore, it's dafka a Balkeri is also to limud haTorah. Mikan omru hazovim v'mitzayroim uboyin al anidois. People who are severely tomei, a zov, a mitzayra, and somebody who has relations with a nida, mutorin likris b'haTorah. They're allowed to learn chumish ubenaviim ubeksuvim lishnois v'mishnah. They're allowed to learn mishnayos ugemara ubehalochis ubeagodois. Aval barle kerion a Balkeri that is somewhat associated to lightheadedness, asurim. Till he goes to the mikvah, he's also to learn Torah. Rabbi Yosi Omer, shoynehu beragilos. Rabbi Yosi says a Balkeri is allowed to learn those parts of Torah that he's very familiar with. Ulvad shelo yatzia es haMishnah. But when it comes to elaboration on a Mishnah, that he's not allowed to do. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, Matziahu es haMishnah. He's allowed to elaborate on the Mishnah. Ve'ene matziah es haGemara. And Rashi says this means Medrash. When it comes to Midrashim, where there's Joshus, a person should not elaborate in the state of being a Balkeri. Reb Nosson ben Avisholim Oimir. Af matziah es haGemara. He's even allowed to elaborate on the Joshus. Ubilvad shelo yoimaz koriz sheboy. But make sure not to verbally express Hashem's names in the psukim mentioned within the Medrashim. Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, Talmidei Shel Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Oimer, Lo Yikonis LeMedrash Kol Ika. You bechlal shouldn't approach the Droshus in the state of a Balkeri, even if you're not elaborating on them. V'Omri Lo, and others say, Lo Yikonis LeBeis HaMedrash Kol Ika. You shouldn't come into a Beis HaMedrash to learn bechlal in the state of being a Balkeri. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is the Rabbi Yehuda we're looking for, Shoynehu Behilchis Derech Eretz, a Balkeri is allowed to learn Meseches Derech Eretz. Continues the Gemara, Maisab Rabbi Yehuda, it once happened with Rabbi Yehuda, Shero Keri, V'hoyo Mahaleich Algav Hanor, he was going along the riverbank, Omruli Talmidov, his Talmidim said to him, Rabbeinu, Shnei Lonu, Perek Echot Behilchis Derech Eretz, teach us something from Maseches Derech Eretz. Yorad v'toval v'shanolem. He toivled, and then he told them over halacha from Maseches Derech Eretz. Omru loy, they asked him, loy kach lemadatenu rabbeinu, did you not teach us that sheinahu b'hilchis derech eretz? Even a balkari is allowed to learn from maseches derech eretz? Omar lohem, af al pisha meikilani al achirim, even though I agree that the halacha is that, and that's how I rule for others, that it's mutter, as, even as a balkari, machmir ani alatsmi, I was machmir for myself, I took the more stringent line, that even when learning derech eretz, I first go and toivel. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, we learnt in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira hoya oimer, ein divrei toira mekablim tuma. Divrei toira cannot contract tuma under any circumstances, and Be'etzem, he's coming to undermine the whole basis of Tvilas Ezra, that even if a person is a Toma of a Balkari, nonetheless, it will not affect his Torah learning. Ma'isa b'talmid echad, shahoya megamgeim l'maylor Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira. There was a Talmud that was just very swiftly and fast going through a Gemara as if he did not want to elaborate on it in front of Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira. Omalei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira told this Talmud, "Psach picha, open your mouth with your iru dvarecha, and your words should shine forth. Shein divrei Torah mekablin tuma. Don't worry, even if you're a balkeri, the divrei Torah will not become tomei. Shenemar haloi koi dvarei keish no Hashem. Hashem says my words, the Torah is like fire. Ma eish einim mekabel tuma. In the same way as fire cannot contract any form of tuma, after divrei Torah einam mekablin tuma." No, neither can any Divrei Torah become Tomei. Omar Mar. We saw before Matzia es HaMishnah ve'enoi Matzia es HaGemara. A Balkari is allowed to elaborate on the Mishnayos, but is not allowed to elaborate on the Midrashim. Some say him Messiah Ye'alel Rabbi Loi. The Omar Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi maintained Omar Vachabar Yaakov. Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha Matzia es HaMishnah ve'ene Matzia es HaGemara. The halacha is that a person who's a Balkari is allowed to elaborate on Mishnayos, but not allowed to elaborate on the Droshas. Ketanoit Machlikes Tanoim, Matzia es HaMishnah ve'ene Matzia es HaGemara divrei Reb Meir. Indeed, Reb Meir holds that a person should not elaborate on Mishnayos if he's a Balkari, but on Droshas he's allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel oimer mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, ze veze, both reading and elaborating is osa regarding Gemara. It's osa to even just to read it. Va'omri lo, and some say ze veze muta, and some say both reading and elaborating on the Gemara is muta. Mandam omar ze veze osar. Those who say that the Zevze is also Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, that's like Rabbi Yochanan Asandla who said before in the Gemara, Lo yikonis lemedrash kol ikka, you shouldn't approach the Midrashim Bechlel. Manda Omar Zevze Muta, those who say that you're even allowed to elaborate on the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira, that ain't divrei Torah, mekablim tuma. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Nog Alma, the world conducts itself, Kahani Tlas Sabi, like these three elders we're about to mention. Rabbi Loi Bereshis Hagez, the opinion of Rabbi Loi regarding the shearings, the first shearing of the year. The halacha is that a person has to take off part of the shearing and give it to a kohen. And there's a certain halacha of Bereshis Hagez that the world conducts itself like Rabbi Loi. We'll soon see what that is. Rabbi Yashia Bekilayim, and the world conducts itself according to Rabbi Yashia with one of the halachas of Kilayim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira, but Divrei Torah, and the world follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira regarding Divrei Torah. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Loi Bereshis Hagez, what's the halacha of Rabbi Loi regarding the Reishis Hagez, the a part of the first shearings? Titania, Rabbi Loi Yoimir, Reishis Hagez, Einoi Noeg Elo Boretz. Reishis Hagez only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, and the world conducts itself according to that opinion. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yashia b'Kilayim. What's the halacha of Rabbi Yashia regarding Kilayim? And we know that there's Klei Akerem, there's Klei Zroim. Kilayim means mixing two different types together, and certain types are not allowed to be mixed. With clothes, for example, we know that there's kilayim, one's not allowed to wear wool and linen. But with plantation also, there's certain plants that are not allowed to be planted together, and there's even clay akerim, which means there are certain things you're not allowed to plant in a vineyard. And Rabbi Ashi says as follows, Kedichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Loisizra karmacho kilayim, you're not allowed to plant kilayim in a vineyard, you're not allowed to sow in a vineyard kilayim. Rabbi Ashi Omar, Lo'ilom einoi chayiv, Archa Yizra, Chita usa'iro v'charzon b'mapoiles yad. You're not allowed to ever grow wheat and barley right with each other at the same time. You're not allowed to sow them at the same time. That is called a regular kilayim, clay zeroim. But clay akerim, according to Rabbi Ashi, is only when you have a chita and sa'ira and grape seeds, which is charatzon, but mapoiles yad, you're sowing them all simultaneously at the same time. Then, according to Rabbi Ashi, that's the only time where you're going to be over the issa of clay akerim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira b'divrei Torah, what's the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira that everybody follows? The like we said, Nohug Alma, the world conducts itself that way. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira, Oymer ein divrei Torah mekablim tuma, that the kula we find with Tvilas Ezra regarding a balkeri going to mikvah is based on the fact that the world has taken on the stand of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira, that divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma, and therefore one may learn Torah even if he's a balkeri. Continues the Gemara, Ki also Ze'iri, when Ze'iri came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said over as follows, Bitlua Litvilusa, they abolished the chiyuv of a balkeri to Toivel. V'omri lo, Batlua Lenitilusa. Some say that Ze'iri said that they abolished the chiyuv of Netila, of washing, pouring. Manda Omar Bitlua Litvilusa, the opinion that says the Ze'iri said over that they were Mevatl Tvila, what did that mean? Which Tvila were they Mevatl? Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira. They were Mevatl Tvilas Ezra because they followed Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira's understanding that Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tuma. Manda Omar Bitlua Lenitilusa, the Manda Omar that says that he reported that in Eretz Yisrael they were mevatel netila, which is washing, is referring to washing one's hands for tefillah. Ki hod Rav Chisda, and this works with the opinion of Rav Chisda that we already saw previously in a Gemara on Daf Tezvav, that Rav Chisda was light aman de mehader amayo b'idon tzloisa. If somebody would go running after water, even though the Zman of Tfilah has already arrived, Rav Chisda would curse him and say, now you daven, if you don't have water, just make sure your hands are clean, you do not need water. We can wipe them on anything that cleans. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Baal Keri Shenosnu Olov Tisho Kabin Mayim Tohir. If 9 kabin of water was poured with a kli onto a Baal Keri, the Baal Keri is Tohir. Nochum ish gamzu lochasho Rabbi Akiva. He whispered to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lochasho le ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva in turn whispered to Ben Azai. Uben Azai yotzav v'shonor le talmidov. And Ben Azai taught it to his talmidim. B'shuk, in the marketplace. Pligi botri amiroi b'marovi. And there was a machlekas amongst amiroim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yisi bar Ovin, Rabbi Yisi bar Zvida. Chad Toni once said shono that Ben Azai taught it to his Talmidim. The Chad Omar Lochasho. And one says he just whispered it to his Talmidim. Manda Toni Shon, or that the one that says that he taught it to them, he wanted them all to know what was the reasoning for those people that would go to mikveh in the morning if they were Balkeri. Asks the Gemara, Mat Tivon, you want to know their reasoning? Ha'iu de Omar Balkeri also b'divrei Torah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one who said that on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah. They went to mikveh in order to be able to learn Torah. Hachikoma, this is what we meant with the question. Ma tivon ba'arboim so esh b'tisho kabin. The question was, what was the reason that they were makbid it should be dafka 40 so? 9 kabim is enough. Ma tivon b'tvila, why is it that they are going dafka to Toivel, efshe b'nesina? The tisho kabin can be poured onto a person, he doesn't need to immerse himself in a mikvah. Omer b'chanina, Geder Godoil Godruba, a very big protective fence they made for themselves, this Geder, Titania, Maisa Be'echot Shetova Isha. There was somebody, an unmarried man, Shetova Isha, who he asked an unmarried woman to have relations with him. Lidvara Vera, it's also Drabonon to have any relations outside marriage. Omra Loi, so this girl said to this boy, Reiko, you're a boor, you're empty. Yesh lochar boim so sha'ato toivil ben, you have a mikveh where you can go to afterwards and toivil. Miat pirish, he left her alone. So you see that the fact that people were makbid to have dafka tvila with our boim so actually protects them from doing avirus. Continues the Gemara. Oma lohu revhuna l'rabonon. Ravuna said to the Rabbonon, Rabboisai, my Rebbes, Mipnei ma atem mezalzlim b'tvila zu. Why are you following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira that says that Divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma, and therefore you're being very, very meikel and mezalzel in this tvila? Imishum tzina, is it because it's cold? Efshe b'merchatzois, you can go to a hot bathhouse, what we would call a hot mikveh. Omale Rav Chisda, v'chiyesh tvila b'chamin, is one allowed to? Is it possible to do tvila in hot water? Omar Le, they said to him, Rav Ada Ba'ava Koyi Kavosoch. Rav Ada Ba'ava holds like you. Ba'ava holds that the Balkari has to tovel in a kosher mikveh, but he says, I don't hold that a Balkari has to tovel in a kosher mikveh with 40 saw. Continues the Gemara. Rav Zeira have a Yosef ba'agna demaya. Rav Zeira was sitting in a tub of water, be'masuta, in a bathhouse. Omar li l'shama, he said to his shamas, to the one that was helping him, zil v'aisili tisho kabin, bring me 9 kabin of water, v'shodi ilavoi, and then it will be poured on top of me, and that way I won't be a tome with as a balkari. Why do you need to bring 9 kabin to pour on yourself? You're sitting in the water. The similarities of 9 kabin to mikvah 40 saw. Mar boim saw, in the same way as it's self understood regarding a regular tvila in a mikvah of 40 saw. Bitvila v'loi b'nesina, it only works to be matayr if you immerse yourself in a mikvah, not if you pour 40 saw on top of you. Af tisho kabin, so to tisho kabin, it's the other way around. It's b'nesina v'loi b'tvila. It's only matayr if you pour it on top of you, and not if you immerse yourself in tisho kabin. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman tikein chatzpo bas tisho kabin. Rav Nachman, he put aside a vessel called a chatzpo, which could hold 9 kabin of water. And this tub of water was left down in the yeshiva, that those talmidim, obviously those married talmidim, and those that were balikari, they would be able to use these tisho kabin to pour on themselves before learning Torah. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said as follows, Rav Akiva v'Rav Yehuda Glustera Omru, they both said, Lo yishanu elo l'choyle, you can only use the Nesina of Tisho Kabin by a choyle. And the choyle who became a Balkeri bo'intzoy. We saw already before that the Gemara said Efshar ben Nesina, that any Talmud Chochem is allowed to use Tisho Kabin, and Rashi explained because all Talmidei Chachomim are in the same bracket of Choylim because they're weakened from their Limud HaTorah. So therefore all Talmidei Chachomim can use the Nesina of Tisho Kabin. But here, he's adding on, they said more than that. They said La'ointzoy, it's only if the Choyle is not just all the Talmidei Chachomim who are called Choylim, but they are Balei Keri because Margil, they chose to become Balei Keri because of the mitzvahs Oina they were doing. But Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Glustera, they held that only a Choyle La'ointzoy is allowed to use Tisho Kabin. Aval L'Choyle HaMargil, but a Choyle who brought the tumor onto himself, Arboim So. He's not allowed to use Tisho Kabin, he has to use 40 So and Toivel. Omer Rav Yosef says, Itbar Chatzbeidu Rav Nachman. If this is what you're reporting back from Eretz Yisrael, that indeed the only people allowed to use Tisha Kabin are not all Tamidei Chachomim and Choylim, but only Choylim Lo'intzoy, and that's extremely rare, we can break the vessel that Rav Nachman set aside. This Chatzpah, we don't need it anymore. Ki Osa Rovin, when Rovin came, Omar, he said as follows, and he's arguing with Rav Dimi. Be'usha Hava Uvda, there was a story in Usha, Be'kil'o Derb Ashia, in the anteroom, in one of the side rooms, by Reb Ashia. Osu v'sho'alu l'Reb Asi. They asked Reb Asi, can a Baal Keri be metayer himself before learning Torah with Tisha Kabin? Omar Lahur, he said, loy shonu elo l'choyle ha-margil. A choyle, any choyle, even if he's margil, he can use arboim so. Aval l'choyle lo'insoy. But if he's a chayle who became a Baal Keri, ba'oinus, not something he chose, potter miklum, there was no tefillas Ezra, and he does not need to go to mikveh or do anything, he's allowed to learn Torah. So far, what have we seen? That regarding a bori, a healthy person, he always needs tefillah in arboim sa. We haven't seen any difference yet between a bori who's margil and a bori la'oinsay. When it comes to chayle, we have a machlekas. According to Rev Dimi, a chayle who's margil is arboim sa, and if it's a chayle la'oinsoy, tisho kabin is enough. According to Rovin, a chayle who is margil does not need arboim sa, tisho kabin is enough, and a chayle ba'oinus, he does not need even tisho kabin, he's completely potter. Says the Gemara, Omer of Yosef, it's tamid chotzvei derev Nachman. According to you, Rovin, that say that any choyle ha-margil, which is back to all our Talmidei Chachomim, who are choyle ha-margil, tisha kabin is enough, then we can fix that vessel of Rav Nachman, who prepared a vessel of tisha kabin for the Talmidei Chachomim. Continues the Gemara. Mechti kulu amiroi v'tanoi b'de'ezra kamifligi? I don't understand. Ezra lived a long time ago, and there's been a Masaira. We know, the people must know what Ezra was Masakin. How can it be that you've got a Machlekas, Rav Dimi and Rovin, as to when you need Arboim Sa, and when you need Tisha Kabin? V'nechza Ezra heicha tikin. Let's see, let's try and establish what the Gzeres Ezra actually was. Omar Abaya. Abaya assumed as follows. Ezra tikein lebori hamargil arboim sa. The arboim sa that we all know of Tvilas Ezra was only for a healthy person, a bori, who's margil, who became a Baal Keri because he chose to become a Baal Keri. Ubori lo'insoi, but a bori, a healthy person, who became a Baal Keri not willingly, tisho kabin, the nine kabin is enough. That's what Abaya assumes and understood was the original Takonas Ezra. V'osu Amiroi and the Machlekas of Dimi and Rovin was Upligi b'choyle. They were only arguing by a choyle. Marasovar of Dimi holds choyle hamargil, a choyle who chose to become Tommy Tuma with Kerry is Kabori hamargil. It's got the same aloha as Bori hamargil. He needs Arboim so. V'choyle lo'intzai, k'bori lo'intzai. The halachas of a choyle who sees bo'inus is the same as a bori who sees bo'inus. And according to Abaya, a bori who sees bo'inus, Ezra was misaken, nine kabin is enough. Umar Sova and Rovin hold that choyle ha-margil is k'bori lo'intzai. That if he's a choyle, even if he's margil, it wasn't an oinus, it has the same halachas as a bori lo'insoy, which is tisho kabin. V'choyle lo'insoy, if he's also a choyle, and also he became a Baal Keri bo'inus, potter miklum, he doesn't need to do anything, he's allowed to learn Torah. Omar Rava, Rava responded to Abaya, Nehida tikken Ezra tvila. We know that tvila, that Ezra was masakin tvila, which is our boim so. Nesina mi tikken? We ever heard that the Ezra discussed explicitly anything to do with Tisha Kabin and Nesina? V'omar mar, Ezra tikin tvila lebalei kerim. The shmua was that Ezra was only masakin tvila. Elo omar Rava. Rava said it a little bit differently to Abaya. Ezra tikin tvila lebori amargil arboim so. The only thing that Ezra said in his Tfilas Ezra was that a healthy person who became a Baal Keri willingly and knowingly, he needs to tovel in 40 sop. V'also Rabbonon, and afterwards the Chachomim came and said, V'etkinu lebori le'oinsoi tisho kabin. A bori, a well person who saw Keri bo'oinus, tisho kabin is enough. V'also Amirai v'komiflegi. And Rav Dimi and Ravin argued, b'choyle. What's the halacha regarding a chole? Marasovar of Dimi holds chole hamargil kabori hamargil v'chole loinsoi kabori loinsoi. Or Marasovar and Rovin holds lebori hamargil arboim so v'chole hamargil kabori loinsoi, which is tishakabin, aval chole loinsoi potur leklum. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rova, and here there's a little bit of a complication with the Gersois, because the way Rava seems to be saying it is like a new opinion. And when you say Hilchasa, it's not common that this is a new opinion. We'll read the Gemara as we have it in front of us. Omar Rava, Hilchasa Dalocha is Bori Hamargil. And this L'chola Dei, as Ezra said, Bori Hamargil is Arboim So. The Choyle Hamargil, he adds in Choyle Hamargil, is Hamargil is also Arboim So, and this is what Rav Dimi holds by Chayle Hamargil. Ubori Lo'insoi, Tisho Kabin. Everybody seems to agree, both Abaya and Rava, that a Bori Lo'insoi is Tisho Kabin. Aval Chayle Lo'insoi, Potom Miklum, and this is not Rav Dimi, now it's Ravin. And some didn't like that the Rashba came to town on this on this Rava, and he said that the Girusa should really be that Chayla Hamargil should be written afterwards Arboim So together with Bori Lo'insoi, which is Tisho Kabin, which would be following the opinion of Rovin right through. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Baal Keri Shenosnu Olov Tisho Kabin Maim Tohir. There was a Shmua, this is called the Reisha of the Braisa, that a Baal Keri with Tisho Kabin was poured on him, is Tahir. Bameh Dvorim Amurim, when is this true? La'atzmoy, when he wants to learn Torah himself. Avol La'achirim, when he wants to teach others, or he wants to be Moitzi others with Brachas and Tfilas, Arboim So. Then you need to have 40 So, and Tisho Kabin is not enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is the sefer of this braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Arboim sa b'kol mokim, you always need 40 sa. And both of these quotes need understanding. So the Gemara says as follows, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that was one set of chachomim. Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Chanina, was another set of chachomim. Chad mehai zuga, v'chad mehai zuga, a reisha. One of each of these pairs discussed the reisha that we just learned. And we'll soon see that the other one of each set discussed the Sefer. Chad Omar once said, Hod Omrus, Bameh Dvorim Amurim, this that we learnt in the Reisha. Bameh Dvorim Amurim La'atzmei Avul Achirim Memso, that the difference between yourself, whether you need it for yourself to learn Torah, or teaching others, Lo'ishonu Elo L'Choyle Hamargil. By Choyle Hamargil, and this must be going according to Rovin, that la'atzmoi tisho kabin is enough, which is what Rovin holds by choyle hamargil. But when you want to teach somebody else, you need arboim so aval lo choyle lo'insoi. But in the case of choyle lo'insoi tisho kabin, then even though Rovin holds that for yourself a choyle lo'insoi doesn't need anything, but to teach others you don't need arboim so, tisho kabin is enough. The Chad Omar, the other Chochem held, Kol la'achirim afilu choyle lo'insoi ad dik arboim so. Whenever you need it for somebody else, to teach somebody else, or to be moitzi somebody else, you always need arboim so. Not only a choyle amargil, but also a choyle lo'insoi. And says the Gemara, V'chad mehai zuga, V'chad mehai zuga a seifa. The second of each of those groups of Chachomim, they commented on the Sefer, the quote that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arboim So, Mikol Mokim. Chad Omar, one of the Chachomim said, Hod Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Arboim So, this that Rabbi Yehuda says, that you can use Arboim So to Toivel, Mikol Mokim, Loishonu Elo Bekarka. He meant only when it's in the ground. Aval bekelim loy, you cannot toivel in kelim. V'chad omar, and the other one says, afilo bekelim nami, arboim sod, you can toivel is even in a kli. Says the Gemara, Bishleim lemando amar filu bekelim. The mando amar who says that arboim so works even in kelim. Hainu diktoni Rabbi Yehuda imir arboim so mikol mokim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant, that mikol mokim arboim so always works, not only in karka, also in kelim. Elo lemando amar bekarka in bekelim loi. The one who says that you can only use tvila in karka, in the ground, and not in kelim, mikol mokim, the words mikol mokim, la'asuye mai, what are they coming to include? Says the Gemara, la'asuye maim shuvim, that you're allowed to use water that has been through a kli, but the tvila has to be inside a karka and not in a kli. You cannot tovel into a kli. So when Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arboim So Mikol Mokim, it means, irrespective of whether it's rainwater, or if it's Maim She'uvim, water that's been through a kli, as long as it's in the karka, you can toivel in it. But in a kli, you cannot be toivel. Continues the Gemara. Rav Papa, Rav Huna B'Reda Rabbi Yeshua, V'Rova B'Rebi Bar Shmuel, Krichu Rifta B'Had Yadodi. They were eating together. Omer Le Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, "Havu li lididi livroich. I want to be mighty you all with birchas hamazon. De nofol ilavoi tisha kabin, because I've poured on myself tisha kabin, and therefore I'm no longer a bal keri, and I can be mighty you." Omalu Rava Bar Shmuel. Rava Bar Shmuel commented to him, "Tanina b'medvorim amurim leatzmoi." We learned that you can only use tisha kabin for yourself. You want to be moitzi as with birchas hamazon? You need arboim so. Elohavu li ledidi livroich. Give me the chance to be moitzi you with birchas hamazon. De noful ilavoi arboim so, because I toiveled in a mikveh of 40 so. Omer lo Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, no, havu li ledidi. Give it to me to be moitzi you. Livroich, to make the bracha. Deleke ilavei loihai v'loihai, because I didn't use arboim so and I didn't use tisha kabin. So some say that it means I hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira that there's no that regarding divrei Torah and dvarim shebikdusha, they're not mekabel tuma bechlal, and therefore I don't need to be tovel bechlal. And others say that he held that it could be that you do need to tovel, but he says I was never tummy. I wasn't a balkeri, so you can give it to me. I wasn't a balkeri. I didn't need tisha kabin. I didn't need arboim so. Continues the Gemara. Rav Choma tovil b'mayle yoyma de pischa lahoitzi rabim yidei chayvason. Rav Choma, he tovilled on erev Pesach in order to be moitzi the rabim their chiyuv. The rest of the year he would just use tisha kabin. On Erev Pesach, when he was going to be moitzi others with their brachas on Lil Seder, he toveled in a mikvah of 40 sa. But less hilchas ekavah say, the halacha is not like him. Some say the halacha is not like him, and in truth, even when teaching others, tisha kabin is enough. And some say the halacha is not like him, because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira, that for Divrei Torah, even teaching Divrei Torah are not mekabel tumah, and you never need any tvila. Even on Erev Pesach, it wouldn't have been necessary. And Emir Tashem, in the next year, we're going to start the Mishnah.